Picture this. Two men walk into the building simultaneously. One man has rings on his fingers and has bright, shiny clothes on and maybe some cologne. And the man right beside him comes in with soiled, dirty clothes, kinda smelly and maybe missing some teeth. You enthusiastically and with a big smile on your face go up and you greet the well-dressed man and bring him over to your friends and introduce him and invite him to sit with you on your row. And as you're walking away with him in tow, you look over your shoulder and mutter to the dirty, poor man, "There's some more chairs over there." Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. And that scene is the picture James gives us in chapter 2. James chapter 2, verses 2 through 4. "For if a man wearing a gold ring and fine clothing comes into your assembly, and a poor man in shabby clothing also comes in, and if you pay attention to the one who wears fine clothing, saying, 'You sit here in a good place,' while you say to the poor man, 'You stand over there,' or 'Sit down at my feet,' have you not then made distinctions among yourselves and become judges with evil thoughts?" I actually don't think we're in too much danger if two men, one extremely rich and another extremely poor, coming into our doors simultaneously. I think where the danger for us comes in is when the two men come in separated by time, maybe even by a few weeks. I don't think we would be overtly rude to anyone, especially to their face. However, I do think we can be nonchalant or neglectful, maybe underwhelmed, when the poor man walks through our door. I have no doubts as to our reaction when a prominent businessman in the community comes in well-groomed with his family, but I wonder if we would greet a poorer family in the same way, or would we conveniently overlook them? Now, the sin is not in noticing the difference. The sin is paying attention to the one while neglecting the other because of the difference, and it can go in both directions. And what you do when you show partiality is you appoint yourself to position of judge. And the only thing you can judge are externals, which poisons your judgments. As a result, we set up groups in our church. We make distinctions among ourselves, which places people in their proper category, whether it be class, race, or economic status. And so James is saying, don't do that. That is not the way of Christ. Let your love be unconditional. When you pray today, please remember Matt Barker and his family, our missionaries in Missouri. Also, remember the Portuguese LifeWord broadcast in Brazil.